In 1910, 1 year after he had concluded his term as president, Theodore Roosevelt, bear with me as this is the last time you have to put up with one of my history lessons. After he had finished his presidency, Theodore Roosevelt began a tour of Europe where he gave the greatest speech of his entire career. In those days, prior to proper voice amplification, Roosevelt was known for his booming voice. Want to hazard any guess as to why he is near and dear to my heart? And speaking in Paris, Roosevelt delivered an impassioned and inspirational address that he called Citizenship in a Republic, but has come to be known as the Man in the Arena speech, allowing for the fact that this can as equally be the woman in the arena, permit me to read a small part. "It is not the critic who counts," Roosevelt began. "It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doers of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred with dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes up short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming, but who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly." The words of Jesus in the gospel this day, "Thus will it be for all who store up treasure for themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God." Those words remind me of Roosevelt's eloquent words about the person in the arena, about that person who strives greatly, striving to grow rich in a divine way, not rich in a way that would make others jealous, but the women and men that work hard at doing all that God asks of them, who struggle to attain to that which they know God has set before them as their life's goals. Those persons who struggle, not because they are attempting to become famous or wealthy or powerful, but people struggling because of the challenges and pitfalls that life has thrown at them. And they try to handle all of that with grace and love, even as they seek out their true part in God's plan. Week in and week out, from that altar, from this pulpit, I have seen the people in the arena, people striving to maintain their connection with God, even as they carry within them the incurable hurt of a lost spouse, a lost child, a lost parent. These are people spending themselves in a worthy cause, as Roosevelt would identify them. There are women and men who come to this church bearing the burden of illness, when even the walk into the building is a struggle, but they strive valiantly that they might grow stronger in divine matters. People enter the arena where they seek to be strengthened by all that is of God, to grow rich in the sight of God, even as they face the hardships of loneliness, addiction, financial setbacks, misunderstanding, broken relationships. These are people who, like the heroes of Roosevelt's speech, are in the arena, not striving to promote themselves in what the world might call greatness, but attempting to hold on, to hold out, and to find that which God has called them to be. For years now, I have seen it. I have been humbled by the women and men who strive in that arena. I have been inspired by the willingness to fall once, but to get up again, to try, even in the face of failure. You have been for me the greatest of examples and are deserving of the greatest of credits. And those aspirations, those struggles will continue, must continue, so that we will all know in the end that triumph of high achievement. That you have already done for me, and it will inspire me for years and years yet to come.